Back for the featured app segment, and this month we are talking about Lanham eShip and EDI. I guess we're going to be talking about that it's pretty much available now for Business Central. Ken, what else are we talking about here with it?
Right. Yeah, so why are we talking about Lanham eShip and EDI today? So for anyone who's been around the Dynamics NAV community for years and years, Lanham has had add-on solutions available for NAV. So built-in shipping solution for UPS, FedEx, LTL, bill of ladings, and so on. Things that companies, distribution companies, need for shipping, all built into NAV, as well as a fully built-in EDI solution, so that you can transact with your trading partners electronically on the purchasing side and the sales side. So what's newsworthy today is that just recently, Lanham has now made those same solutions available as apps for Business Central. And I think what's important is people who are looking for shipping solutions or EDI solutions, yes, there are certainly other solutions out there that are available, and we have implemented multiple of those, over the last couple of years. But there are still companies that either need or use or want a solution where the EDI and shipping are fully integrated. The ability to easily produce an advanced shipping notice electronically that you can take from your shipping that says has all your package detail information, and then send that out electronically to your EDI trading partners. That's kind of the bread and butter of the Lanham eShip and EDI solution. It's taken them a while to get to this point, mm-hmm. right? I mean, Business Central Cloud came out, two years ago?
Yeah.
And just recently are these apps available. So I'm sure there are people out there who are running some version of NAV that are looking forward to moving to Business Central and maybe even migrating to the cloud. And now these apps that have been widely sold over the years are now available for people to implement in the cloud or on-premise.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head, pricing-wise, in the past with NAV, was it a per-user charge,
yeah.
or was it a per-feature charge?
It was always like a per-module, so you'd pay for eShip, you'd pay for EDI, and then maybe you'd pay for carriers or a scale interface or other features. So now all of the pricing, they may still offer the same type of pricing,
yeah.
but for the most part, it's the same model, except it's monthly subscription prices.
Right. So it's not a per-user charge, it's a per-feature charge still.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I think there's probably a lot of people out there that are interested to know that these apps are now available. And then, as Mark mentioned earlier, one of the great things about Business Central Cloud is that you can go in and create a sandbox, and you can install the apps, and there's assisted setup tools that make it significantly easier to get these apps set up and get up and running on them. So they've embraced the cloud. They have moved their subscription pricing available. There's assisted setup tools. So all the things that I think probably took them a while, because it is a pretty robust solution,
mm-hmm.
And now it it's something that has adapted to the new world.
Better to get it right when it's released than put it out early and make it wrong. Anything you'd like to add to it?
Yeah, not only is this good, right, for new customers that we have this, but also, right, there's a lot of existing customers. It was one of the more used shipping and EDI apps in the previous versions. So it's now available for them when they want to upgrade. Ken, do you have any insight on the upgrade path of going from one version to the next on that?
I don't, although I know there are tools that you can use to export trading partner information. If you're using EDI, you can export trading partner information and then import it in. Also, we, of course, have the Rapid Start data migration tools for Business Central. So if you can get that, extract that data out of NAV, you then could use Rapid Start to import some of those setups. So some of my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. I wasn't sure if you were holding out on me or
not. No, I was not. I was curious.